Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and I have to tell you, I'm here in the Pacific Northwest, and we have the most gorgeous weather. We hardly know what to do with ourselves in the Pacific Northwest when the sun shines. We say here, you don't get old, you just rust. But we're not going to worry about that today, because we have got one of my favorite people, Teresa Tapp, who's going to be talking with us about her marvelous T-Tap system. I use it myself. But we're going to be talking about how to work with energy, how to be able to get fit, and actually to enjoy the process. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. It's always a pleasure.
You are in sunshiny Florida. And
yes, indeed.
Oh, so you're not like us up here in the Pacific Northwest, where we have so much gray, especially in the Seattle area, and you've got more sunshine. So when we get it, we go gaga. But I was telling you for just a moment before we went on the air, yesterday I had a huge gathering of people in my home, a number of them women, and I was sharing your information with them because they were looking at me and saying, my goodness, you look so good. And I'm going, oh, yes, yes, yes. That's so terrific. Because I can't say I've been religious about it, but I have. Even with my busy schedule, I've been doing the hoedowns, I've been doing a lot of your physical regimen. But I was hearing things from these women, and I'd love to talk about it today, because I know women especially go through this. Men do too, but women have it differently. But they were talking to me how discouraged they get about their battle with the bulge, how they get so tired. Their energy levels just go right into the toilet, so to speak, and get flushed away, and they just, you know, they sort of said, oh, gee whiz, Donna, I can't believe this. And I said, well, I'm here in front of you. You tell me how good I look. Well, it's nutrition, but it's also exercise. And I just said, oh, that's just you. You're disciplined. But I said, I'm not that disciplined. This really works. Can we talk about this, Teresa, a little bit? Because this is something that's so discouraging to people. Here we are in the summertime of the year. And women just, you know, I think of young moms, you know, they've had babies and all of this. Let's chat about it for a little bit.
Okay. Well, you know, when people talk about energy and with the summertime months, there's a lot of variable factors that come into play. And especially for women, busy women who are always on the go. Coming from a nutritional standpoint, a lot of times women cut carbs from their intake. You know, they want to keep their body trim, and so they'll say, okay, I'm going on a high protein, low carb, or no carb. And what I try to educate is that carbohydrates are calorie units that your body uses to produce energy. So if you have too much protein and very little fat and no carbs, you don't really fuel your body to be able to generate cellular energy, which transports to overall energy of the body. It's the fuel of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is about summertime heat is that many people don't realize that when the sun does finally shine, and a lot of northerners experience this, when the sun starts shining, that they become deficient in B12. Sunlight on super hot days, your body depletes itself of B vitamins. And women should always try to take a B complex, something that includes all of the B vitamins, whether it's in a capsule or liquid, that's one's choice. And the B vitamin specific that produces the most energy is B12. And so for those that are vegetarians, you don't get enough B12 because you usually get that from animal protein.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whenever people come to Florida, and the state is known for its humidity, high humidity and heat factors,
mm-hmm.
they usually have a transition period of 1 to 2 or even 3 days where they feel extremely tired. And that type of fatigue factor of poor energy is the body depleted of B vitamins. Well, in addition to excess summer heat, things such as fluorescent lighting or being in front of a computer screen or just experiencing a lot of stress, the body uses up its B vitamin reserves. So if you don't eat foods that are nutritionally dense, or if you're following a restrictive diet, then I highly recommend supplementing with a good B complex, or at least, if nothing else, taking B12. Now, everyone always asks what I take, and I take a sublingual, an enhanced sublingual liquid called B12 Plus, which just means it's a sublingual liquid that includes all of the B vitamins, but just extra shot of the B12. So that my body gets all of the B's with a little bit of the extra energy so that I can have optimal energy with my daily movement. Okay, so that's one secret, is if you do feel a lot of fatigue, get your B's. The other thing is, for a lot of people, is when they have an extreme fatigue factor, is I say check your adrenals. A lot of stress will eventually catch up by wearing out, just totally fatiguing those adrenal glands. And there's a great book out there called Tired of Being Tired, which can educate the reader what the adrenal function is and how important it is to maintain its optimal performance for optimal overall energy. And women, especially when they get over the age of 40, it's almost as if the accumulative stress, add to it the hormonal imbalances. Because if you slam dunk your progesterone from, like, stress, mm-hmm. you end up with an estrogen dominance, but you also fatigue your adrenals. And if you keep those adrenals fatigued, then you start fatiguing your thyroid. And then all of this lack of energy, if you're not having energy, you're not burning calories. Low energy, low calorie burning. So then one tends to gain weight. It's kind of a catch-22. When you're so tired, mm-hmm. you need to exercise, but how do you exercise when you're so tired? And if you don't exercise, you start gaining weight, which then with excess fat within your system, you get even more tired. So this is why the missing piece to the puzzle for so many people, especially women, and especially women with estrogen dominance, is mindful movement, okay? TTAP is a workout program that I created that in its core essence is a series of exercises done in a special sequence that are all mindful movement, meaning your brain is focusing on what you're doing. You're not just randomly flinging your arms and legs, and I'm not poo-pooing any type of movement, because if nothing else, if one would just get out and walk,
mm-hmm.
okay, walking is the best exercise. But if you walk using TTAP techniques of mindful movement while you walk, you will maximize the muscle activation, which will empower your body to start generating energy. That's the catch-22. So tired, I don't want to do anything. But once you get into mindful movement, the most common comment people say when they try TTAP is, oh my gosh, just 15 minutes of movement, my muscles are tired, but my body is energized. Mm-hmm. It's the strangest feeling. I'm fatigued, but energized. I feel like cleaning my house. I feel like shopping. I feel like doing all these errands and organizing. It's because it's more than just exercise movement to burn calories and fat grams. No, it's mindful movement that provides better digestion, assimilation, elimination, all on the cellular basis, as well as optimizing lymphatic function, which is your trash elimination system of the body. So you help eliminate that cellular toxicity, which might be from the diet foods or artificial preservatives or the trans fats or just artificial colorings. We take in so many chemical calories that if you don't move your body, it can't eliminate that residual toxicity, so it starts to pool within your system, into the lymphatic system. And sluggish lymph ends up being dimples and cellulite and swollen fingers and swollen ankles and a lethargic overall fatigue factor that just makes you want to lay in bed and you just can't seem to get rid of the fatigue. But with TTAP, all it is on that 15-minute workout is 8 simple exercises, each of which are less than 2 minutes, so that the total is 15 minutes. And if you even were just to pick 3, I tell people in the book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, Chapter 4 breaks down that 15-minute workout, and I tell people just pick the power 3, which is primary back stretch, followed by T-tap twist, and end with hoedowns. You can't imagine the amount of energy elevation your body receives. And if you don't even have time to do 7 minutes, then just pick one simple exercise I call hoedowns. And hoedowns you can get for free at my website at ttap.com. Just 2 T's, app.com. Click the try before you buy and there's hoedowns. Or go to YouTube and type in T-tap and you will see, or even type in hoedowns. Hoedowns is a name from a square dance because you slap your knee. So I grew up in the Midwest and I saw the hoedown shuffle. So that's why I call this funny little move that stimulates your left brain, right brain, mind, body simultaneously, that involves isometric as well as large muscle movement and lymphatic pumping all at the same time. And in 2 minutes, your body can burn 65 to 85 points of blood sugar, totally blast the blues away in the afternoon mint slump from excess sugar in your blood, and just re-energize your body. If people would just do hoedowns once or twice a day, it's written up in so many people's books, IBS for Dummies, they tell you this is the best move to promote digestion and elimination. People who travel in airplanes, it's been written up, do this move even in the back of the airplane and you won't be constipated on long flights. Restaurant critics say, do this move and you can have dessert without fat getting on the hips. But the basis to it is energy. And when you use all of the systems in your body, brain to body, mind to muscle, isometric as well as large muscle movement, and lymphatic pumping all at once, you get a healthy heart, you get elimination of cellular toxicity. And if you do it at least twice a day, some people have been telling us within 3 to 4 weeks you drop a pant size at the same time because your stomach will flatten and your hips will trim. All from mindful movement where you put focus and use the full length of your muscles and you maximize the muscle mechanics. And then the crazy thing is yes, you burn energy. You burn that sugar and fat for fuel, but it refuels your whole body to where you're energized to want to have quality energy for the rest of the day.
Well, I know that the benefit that has been to me has been phenomenal. And what I've done off and on is just sort of tested it to see. And I know what you're talking about with the B vitamins because the past 6 to 8 weeks, there's been a very unusual schedule that I've had. So I have not been regular with the B vitamins, and I will notice how strongly that affects me. And then when I get back into my rhythm, if my schedule gets back in sync, which it has, and I start doing the T-tap, the 15-minute plus, I can always fit the 15 minutes in somewhere. Usually for me, it's the best time in the morning. Mm-hmm. But those hoedowns really do make a difference about enabling the body, especially if you're sitting at a computer. I get very fatigued when I sit at a computer for a long period of time. That's just me.
Because it depletes B vitamins.
Right. So here you've answered something that I wondered about, you know, what was the effect? And this is very good. But the activity really makes a difference. And the women that I was talking with yesterday, and I looked at them, and one of them is, you know, she is a younger woman, and she looks like 150 years old in my mind's view. She's gone through so much stress, and we're going to be talking more about this. I'm going to be educating her a little bit more. But her biggest challenge is that she is sitting on that computer all the time, and she has just gone through exceptional stress because of family circumstances, and she needs some kind of a relief. So we're going to be getting together, and I'll be sharing more with her. But I can say that the toning in my body, I mean, when I have people that haven't seen me for a year and we get together, like I said, we had this large gathering and they just went, wow, do you look great? And I go, whoo, that's cool. Because often we don't realize how we look to other people. And so it just made me feel great. And I said, well, it's paying off. I haven't been that, you know, consistent about it, but it is showing, and I can feel it in my clothing. So,
well, it's quality movement instead of just quantity of movement. Because as you know, when we're talking about this 15 minutes of exercise, what's so surprising to many is that you never do more than 8 repetitions and only 1 set of each exercise. And the stronger you get, you don't increase the repetitions or the number of sets. It continues to get more challenging because your body can put even more focus to the mindful movement. So it creates quality movement instead of quantity of movement. So you get more results in less time, and you can target trim those areas of concern.
Well, you have such wonderful stories, not only in your book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, but on your website, and you provide some images. But there were a couple of stories, because we have women of all ages and men of all ages. You have the guys that do it, and they get wonderful results, too. The women have different body problems. You know, they'll get pregnant, they put on what they call the baby weight, they get frustrated, they get locked in. You have the young women that go through that. You have the mature women that have gone through menopause, and it just seems like Mother Nature says, well, here we go, we've got an extra 40 pounds on you. This is the way you're supposed to look when you're in your 50s and your 60s or whatever, and you just go, I don't need this, I don't want this, why is this so tough? And with your explanations and your information that you have in the book, in talking about nutrition and understanding the mindful movement, that brings results without extreme dieting, which I think so many people, and you mentioned it earlier, Teresa, we take in so much artificial chemical stuff that we have all kinds of responses. And women hormonally, I mean, their bodies go wacko.
Well, you know, you hear on television commercials when they talk about the various drugs, and they'll give you in the 60-second or 90-second commercial, they'll give you 10 seconds of what the benefits of the drug, and the remaining 50 seconds will be all of the side effects, where you may experience nausea, diarrhea, blah, 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 as they go on. Okay, what I try to point out with everyone is that the longer the shelf life of food has, the more preservatives and chemicals it's been included in the ingredients to stabilize, to create longer shelf life. And those are drugs. Okay. They're not natural. So just like the benefit of the, you know, pharmaceutical drug that's going to have some side effects, okay, the benefit of those chemical preservatives or chemical calories was that you don't have to go to the grocery store as often, you've got longer shelf life, or convenience of food preparation. You can cook it quicker because it's already pre-cooked or has all of these preservatives. The side effect is that it interrupts your body's ability to metabolize those calories, so more things get stored as fat or residual toxicity in the cells of your body. So you have to optimize. You have to use muscle movement, specifically mindful movement, to help your body eliminate all of that residual toxicity. And as Dr. Perricone says, which creates inflammation. You need exercise movement that doesn't create inflammation like weight training. You need exercise that eliminates inflammation and cellular toxicity. I originally created TTAP for those who have gone through cancer treatment. And any type of exercise is going to be lymphatic to a point. And I tell people, if nothing else, just walk. Every time your foot hits the pavement, that's creating a lymphatic pumping. Okay, now add to that another real quickie no-brainer is just to jump up and down on a rebounder. Okay, so every time your little bounce of your body hitting that trampoline, it's going to create a lymphatic pump. But when you understand how to move your body like a machine, where you get full length of the muscle activated from origin to insertion, because your muscles are attached to two places on the bone, okay, because the muscles pull the bone, which creates the body movement. But when you fully activate all of the muscle fibers with a sustained tension, and at the same time move multiple muscles like I call it comprehensive and compound muscle movement. Compound, with TTAP, you always move 5 to 7 muscles, and it's always the full length, the full fiber of the muscle. That acts like a squeegee, so that if there's any cellular toxicity or chemical calories in between all those muscle fibers, it's literally like those squeegee mops that you just slide, and it's to the point that the mop is near dry, because all of the dirty water and cellular toxicity is now in the bucket. And for you, you sweat it on out, and you've moved the muscle to transport that through the lymph system, which circulates through your body and is filtered out. And that's why with TTAP you're so energized, is because you get the crap out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like people, you hear how going into holistic healing, they go, okay, time to clean the colon, because we hear on the infomercials and we see we need to take these pills or these colon, this fiber to brush our colons clean, and everybody says they lose 5 to 10 pounds because there's all of this waste product sticking to the sides of our intestines. Okay, well, it goes down to the cellular basis of each cell. We have waste product, not just what goes from our stomach into our intestines or into our bladder. Our cells also have little metabolism where nutrients come in from the blood, and when they excrete their trash, it goes into the lymph system. And whereas you have a heart muscle to pump the blood to increase the circulation blood nutrients to more cells all over your body so you get that rosy glow when you're exercising, well, what you need is, once that rosy glow settles, if you don't want that ashy look of inactivity, is that's why T-tappers look so good, is that they also have the lymphatic system being optimally pumped from this full fiber multiple muscle movement, so that all the residual toxicity is eliminated, so it's clean energy. You get clean mind to muscle activation, full nerve transmission, optimal circulation, optimal lymphatic elimination, so you're operating a clean machine. And you don't just look better, you feel better.
I would like to mention one of the women you have up on your website, and that's Patty C. And I was so impressed with her story, because she has had a weight problem all of her life. She's gone through Epstein-Barr. She's had all kinds of different things. She got pregnant. She, you know, had a beautiful daughter. And she said it was just one thing right after another. And she had started TTAP at one time, and then she got sick. Then she stopped it. And then she just took a good look at herself, and she was so disgusted with how she looked that she said, I've got to do something. And I found it fascinating that she had ordered TTAP. She said, I've got to get back onto this. So she had gone and she'd gotten your DVD, and she had an exercise bike that was on its way.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to participate in your contest for 60 days.
Oh, yes.
And she got into that, and at first she was debating she was going to do that. She's going to allow a picture of herself to be shown, you know, because she had the rolls of fat around the middle, and, I mean, my goodness, she was, in my mind, you know, very brave to do this, but she said it made her accountable,
mm-hmm.
And she had a major problem with blood sugar, and she was able to do blood tests before and after, because you have those portable units. And after she did hoedowns, her blood sugar dropped substantially. She was astonished.
Mm-hmm.
And she has just done absolutely fabulously.
I'm telling you, the power of the body as a machine, once you know how to move it and how to optimize muscle mechanics, it's so easy. It's really common sense. We overcomplicate things thinking we need this machine and we need this equipment, when all you need is 3 feet of square space, no jumping, no impact, just understanding how to create muscle activation from the inside with mindful movement of multiple muscles done at the same time, and you help your body help itself.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuild its metabolism, its elimination system. You optimize its nutritional intake, and the body starts to repair and rejuvenate. And as Dr. Perricone says, TTAP is an effective anti-aging workout. It helps lessen inflammation, and optimize cellular rejuvenation. And he just said that out of the blue. That was like not a paid endorsement. He watched me, he said, for 10 years because I've been swimming upstream against the traditional fitness market where the stronger you get, the more you add in the way of numbers of sets and reps or increase the weight, and that you need to mix it up and do all kinds of different exercise or otherwise your body will just adapt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying TTAP's the only type of movement. What you learn in TTAP, in addition to this special sequence, is how to create this muscle activation with any type of exercise or daily movement. So even while you're sitting at your desk or walking to and fro in the hall or from your car or in the store, or even your favorite other exercise program, once you know how to do this, you're empowered for life, how to move your body like a machine and maximize muscle mechanics. It's just so easy. It's like one of those things like, wow, why didn't I think of that? I don't like to keep it simple, stupid. No, I like to elevate and educate up.
Mm-hmm.
And in TTAP, I don't just teach you. You know this because in the DVD and in the book, as I teach you the how and why for every single exercise, why you're doing it. Don't just see it. Do you feel it? Bend it, tuck it, lift it, tuck, twist. Press ball joint, lift big, to all these little form tip reminders. That's why there's no music. I mean, I'm teaching on the DVD. It's like I'm your personal trainer from my home to your home. And then once you know the workout, you don't even have to watch the DVD. You can do it by yourself, under a tree outside, by a stream, in a gym, in your bedroom. No one will know. You can easily sneak exercise in that hotel room. Doesn't matter if the floors are thin. There's no jumping. Only 3 feet of square space, but you're empowered for life. And it's just common sense on how to move the body as a machine. And that happens to be my niche. Now, if you asked me to program my VCR, yep, I still have one of those, or my DVD, Kibo, no, I don't understand that wiring. But when it comes to the wiring of the body, that's the source of energy. Brain to body, mind to muscle, is the same physics of what puts that source to making that diamond needle on the LP that shows you I'm over 50, or in the physics of any type of download MP3 program, is it's physics, it's wiring, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which the source of the wiring in our body is our brain, and we need to reconnect our brain to our body with focus, focusing on what you do, and when you're really trying to target trim, elevate up that health. Eliminate, rehab. That's why TTAP's considered a holistic wellness workout that will target trim any area of concern. And when people say they can't spot reduce, they don't know TTAP. Once you know it, you can target trim any area of concern. In fact, you know, you said like going to TTAP. There was a success story. I really enjoyed it today on our forums. And anybody listening, you can go to TTAP.com and we have message boards, where you can rant and rave if you're having difficulty, or hoot and holler to share your success and have thousands of other people from all over the world going, you go, girl, you go, guy, because it's a freedom of voice,
mm-hmm.
and it's free to be there. Okay, so at any rate, in the book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, you get the complete 15-minute and the total workout, plus there's that bonus DVD that gives you the secret to a flat stomach. And the funny little exercise is called Organs in Place, Half Frogs. I know, strange name. It's even on my website for free. You can download, print it. But in the book, it's on the DVD, and I guide you through it for optimal understanding the how and why for everything you're doing. So this lady is a less-to-lose person, meaning she's pretty much at her goal weight and her size, but she'd always like to have a little bit flatter tummy, so she thought she would try it, you
mm-hmm.
know? She's a very skeptic. She goes, and her name is Cords. And if you go on the general discussion, care and share, you'll see OIP skeptics read on. And so here's what she said, because I can't put these words. It's so wonderful. She goes, I'm a musician, and appearance is very important in the show I'm working in. I'm also just 2 months postpartum, but 3 days ago, realizing I had to be up on stage today, I got in a panic and decided to just get on with it and do that Organs and Plas Half Frog elevators from the book DVD every day and just see how well this move works. And oh, on day 3, it was only Organs in Place only. Okay, people hear Organs in Place, and what that is you manually assist your body to to what? Things fall south and out to the sides. You put it towards the belly button, to the center of the body, and back up against gravity. And you're laying on the floor. It's the only move in T-tap where you're laying on the floor. Everything else is done standing up. She continues on to say, part of me, confession time, has been a little skeptical of magic claims of fast loss as being a very slow loser. I've never really seen much loss. Well, here are the starting measurements and results. They speak for themselves, really, with only 3 days of organs in place, which means it's only one set of 8 reps. When she started, her waist was 33.5, and in 3 days, it was 33 inches. She lost a half an inch. Her abs, they were 36.5. They went down a half an inch. They're now 36. Her hips were 39.5. They're now 38. That's 2.5 inches off in 3 days with only 2 minutes a day. How brilliant is that? And she does it while she lays in bed.
Well, you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, this is something, this isn't hype, all right? This is something I am doing. And I'm determined. I've got an objective that I want to achieve. So I'm going to be looking at the program I want to do with Teresa. But Teresa, your website is ttap.com. You have your wonderful book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes. They need to go there, find out about the wonderful products that you order. But more than that, go and look at exactly what you've got on your site. We're out of time, Teresa. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It's always a pleasure, Donna. You reach so many people and elevate and educate. That's what floats my boat, empowering everyone to be the best that they can be, inside and out. And as I always say in my DVDs, yes, you can. It's never too late.
Absolutely. Teresa Tapp, go to her website. It is marvelous. But, hey, do yourself a favor. I know how much it's helped me. Help yourself. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to T-Tap, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the T-Tap website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at T-Tap. 1-800-342-0717.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are now open. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. If you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I would be delighted to do exactly that. Here are the telephone numbers, toll-free, that you can call in to 877 877-867-5227. That's 877-867-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. Now, if you're a first-time listener, all you need to know is I just want your first name or your initial. After that, of course, I always like to know where you're calling in from. After that, I just will give you exactly what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. Remember, I'm an information resource. These are tools of the mind that I've worked with for a lot of years, and it's my delight to be able to share them with you. So give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, I need to let you know, I've been telling you we were going to be doing an interview with Christopher Gillis on wind power, but something has come up, so he's not going to be able to be with us tomorrow. However, there might be a surprise guest, but otherwise we might have an open mic. But he is going to be on the air with me during the month of August. So we are going to be having him rescheduled. So sometimes things like that occur where they come up. But regardless, one way or the other, we're going to have a lot of good things to share. Now, I want to thank those of you that are sending me some wonderful, wonderful stories and some great information. It's absolutely delightful to hear from you. And if you have a special story, maybe you've got a family recipe that's the end-all of end-all when it comes to serving something special for your family or guests, whatever it is that you'd like to share, go ahead and send me an email. You just send it to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. I cannot promise you when or where I would use it, but I always appreciate it. And sometimes the stories fit in right with a theme that I might have. So I want to just say, go ahead, send it to me, and if I can use it, I will. So again, Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Speaking of that, I received an email from Debbie, and she's from the state of Washington, and I absolutely was so touched by this because it's about a woman by the name of Irene Sindler. Now, there are always individuals that go about the business of life, never waving banners, they're not in marches, they're out doing something that is meaningful to them, that is helping others, and they really don't care whether they get recognition or not. They like being appreciated, don't get me wrong, but they do things because it's the right thing to do. And Debbie sent me this story, and she said, the prize doesn't always go to the most deserving. And she gave me this story about a woman, again, Irene Sindler, and it really touched my heart, so I thought I would share it with you today. Now, this woman just passed away. Irene was 98 years old when she died. I should say it's not Irene, it's Irina, or maybe it would be pronounced Irina. During World War II, Irina got permission to work in the Warsaw ghetto as a plumbing sewer specialist. Not too many women had that kind of a position. Now, she got that job because she had an ulterior motive. She knew what the Nazi plan was for the Jews. She was German. But this is what Irina did. She knew full well what was going on. She managed to smuggle infants out in the bottom of the toolbox she carried. And she carried in the back of her truck a burlap sack for the bigger kids. She also had a dog in the back of her truck that she trained to bark when the Nazi soldiers let her in and out of the ghetto. Now, the soldiers didn't like the dog, was afraid of it. And the dog, because the barking was so loud, distracted them, and it often covered up the sounds of the infants and the young children that she was smuggling out. Now, during the time that she did this, one woman, managed to smuggle out and save 2,500 children. 2,500 children. Eventually, she was caught, And when they caught her, they tortured her. They broke both of her legs, her arms, beat her severely. Now, somehow, in doing all of this, Irina kept a record of the names of all the children she smuggled out. She put them in a glass jar, and she buried them under a tree in her backyard. When the war was over, she tried to locate the parents whose children she had rescued, but she wasn't able to find very many of them because most of the parents had been put to death. And those kids that she helped, every single child, ended up being placed in foster family homes and or adopted. And she, believe it or not, was put up for the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, she didn't get it, but someone remembered her enough to recognize her. And that's how this story got out. And I'm so appreciative of Debbie sharing it with me. So many times we don't know what people are doing. And I think that's one of the gifts that I'm able to give through this programming. Regrettably, I'm one person, but if in my way I can make you aware that you have a value. Today I was reviewing some material. Such a beautiful day. I was sitting out on our back deck and I was just enjoying the beauty of everything that was around me and thinking of how fortunate I was to be sitting in an environment where I have the freedom to choose what I want to read, that I have the freedom to think the way I want to think. I have the right, I have the privilege to disagree, and I was reviewing some material. One of these items will be coming up, one of these books, next month in an interview. It's a former Iraqi soldier and his experience, not Iraqi soldier, an American soldier, an American Marine, who is in Iraq dealing with Iraqi soldiers. So he's going to be coming up next month as a guest. And it was his material. And what was so significant to me is how he was describing how many of the people that he was interacting with overseas did not know how to read or write. They had never been encouraged to think. They had never been encouraged to examine facts and information. They had not been given the privilege of education. Everything pretty much related to oral tradition. Now, I don't have anything against oral tradition, but I do think that when we have the opportunity to choose, to explore, to ask questions, to evaluate, the only way we grow is by being open to ideas. We don't accept everything, but we have the right to choose. And that is something we must respect. I think of Irina and her story. She made a choice. Nobody told her what to do. She did what she did because it was the right thing to do. And those that were in the position of saying, I am going to tell you how to think, you are going to do it my way or it's the highway, she said, sorry, I don't belong to that group. I'm my own person, and I believe in the rights of the individual. And so she made her stand in her own way. We need to remember to respect the rights of other people's opinions. Nobody has the right to force anything down your throat if you feel it is not appropriate. But we also must remember to think. We also must remember to examine, to be unafraid to look at different sides, different paradigms. Too frequently we get locked into thoughts and into patterns, thinking that they're absolutes. And all you need to do is sit out in your backyard and watch nature for a while. Nature will teach you within a very short period of time that the one constant that always is there is change. And if we're not willing to adapt and to be flexible and to grow and to learn and to expand ourselves into a greater capacity that we are capable of expanding ourselves into, we often are going to miss the boat. And you don't want to do that. So that's one of the reasons why I love to do this show. Because of the wonderful people like you, we have so much to offer, and the many, many people that I have the good fortune to interact with, like Teresa Tapp and so many other wonderful people, because they want to share with you the best of what they know. And never do they say they know it all, because no one ever does. And that's a good thing. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, I'll be chatting with you about animals. Yes. And, hey, I'll even chat with you directly if you so desire. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Pets, saving lives. I had someone say to me once, and I couldn't believe this. This is coming out of the mouth of a real intelligent, supposedly intelligent person. Animals are dumb. They just don't know much of anything. And, of course, I am an avid animal lover, always have been, and I have two Scottish Terriers. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that. And my Scotties, animals communicate. They really do. And I've had the privilege of knowing a few people that are considered animal communicators, and I've had so many special experiences with them. And this person would say to me, they're dumb. They don't know anything. You just feed them and they're there. They don't feel anything. You know, they don't have this, that, or the other. And I said, you are so wrong. Well, I have to tell you, this person had made the statement. A year after he made that statement, he was married to a woman that ends up having an animal that absolutely adores him. This calloused, hardcore individual now is, gee whiz, I can't leave the dog home alone. Yeah, this is something, it's amazing, this dog does this and does that. And I had to laugh. Here's this individual that thought that this dog was, or animals were just dumb. Well, I've got some wonderful stories in front of me that I think absolutely is terrific. And one of my most wonderful areas of subject matter relative to this are animals who are trained to assist people that have disabilities. And Laura Holum is in a wheelchair, and she lives in Greeley, Colorado. And she, as with so many people that have, you know, disabilities, sometimes you'll have falls. She lost her grip on her grab bar in her bathroom. She fell to the floor, and she couldn't get back into her chair. And her legs, she said, were trapped between the chair and the wall. She has a Doberman Pinscher who is 6 years old. The dog knew something was wrong. She said, I could hear her whining, but she was all locked in the bedroom behind a child security gate. And I knew she couldn't do anything to help me. Now, Laura really worked at trying to get out of this positioning of difficulty. She was really desperate. She worked so hard at it, and she just couldn't get into her wheelchair. And she said she thought it seemed like hours that she had just been laying there on the floor trying to help herself. And she heard something, and she said there was Tara, her dog, and she said she was holding a telephone in her mouth. Tara, for the very first time in her 6 years of life, jumped over the security gate, had gotten the phone, and took the phone to Laura. She had not been trained to do this, but she knew how to do it. She said, I was able to call for help. She said, I began to cry as I realized what my wonderful, wonderful dog had done for me. She was my true hero. You don't think they think? Let me tell you, it's amazing what they come up with. It just absolutely is amazing. Now, Winnie, who is a cat, got to give equal time to different animals here. Kathy Keasley, her family, were in their Newcastle, Indiana home. Now, Winnie was a prowler. She was on guard duty. She just wouldn't stay quiet. She said, Kathy said she kept hearing Winnie's crying, and she said she kept trying to wake me up. And, I just couldn't seem to get up out of bed. But Winnie kept screeching at her to keep her awake. Kathy tried to wake her husband, Eric, but he was deep, deep in sleep. He wouldn't stir. She tried to reach for the phone. She got it, was unable to speak when the 911 operator answered, but they traced the call, rushed to the home, and what had happened is that there was a massive carbon monoxide leak. Now, the sheriff's department said if the cat would have waited 5 minutes, none of the family would have survived. She said Winnie was a cat she had found on the streets 14 years earlier who was sick. She was a two-week-old kitten, and she'd taken this wonderful, wonderful cat home that saved their lives. True story. Hi, we've got a caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial. This is Donna.
It's Brenda from Tucson.
I'm sorry, dear. I couldn't hear your name.
Brenda?
Yes, Brenda. From where?
Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
I understand you're just perking in Arizona.
Yes.
Jeez, it's cooking there. Oh. Well, just keep cool. Now, I know our time is short, Brenda, because we're just about at the end of the hour here. But first I want to tell you, there is something about an eye irritation you must be very careful of. If you have a tendency to put any makeup, like edging around the eyes, or if you're going to be working with any kind of chemicals, doing any kind of repair work in the home, anything like this, I want you to be very sure that you're very thoughtful. First of all, cosmetically, what you put around your eye, don't get it near the tear ducts. And or if you're doing any kind of work outside, you wear safety goggles. Do not take a chance. There's something here where I'm feeling my eyes swelling, and it's because of a chemical irritant of some kind. And it could be very uncomfortable for a long period of time. So if you have an experience like this, you don't need to. Caution is prevention. So just be wise here. Do you have a quick question? We've got about 30 seconds.
Okay. I just submitted a writing project to a publication. Do you see that being successfully accepted?
I'm seeing the word slow. I'm seeing the word slow. You're not going to get real fast results on this. Acceptance, it's maybe. Maybe. This isn't a real strong positive here.
Okay.
Brenda, I'm going to have to go, hon. We're almost out of time.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Keep cool. You need to sit on ice in Arizona. It's hot there. Yeah. Have a great one, hon.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Siebel. I know we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow might be an open mic day, so if you want to call in tomorrow, it may be an open mic because my guest we've had to reschedule on Wind Power. Regardless, you are the master of your fate. Take charge. Be independent. Think for yourself. Be your own person. And remember, you don't have to wage war to have the right to be your own individual. It's given to you. Be here same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com. Donna Siebel, bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.